On to item number 26, this discussion for possible action, discussion and consideration for approval and a negotiated 10-year franchise agreement between Story County and Waste Management, Inc., DBA Story County Sanitation, for the collection of solid waste and recyclables at Story County. I believe Joe's going to take this.
Yeah, good morning, Chairman Carmona. And am I on?
You are loud and clear, my friend.
Okay, very good. Very good. Well, at your January 16th meeting, we reviewed the results of the competitive procurement process that has been managed by the county. And as a result of those findings, you as a commission directed us to go and negotiate last, best, and final terms with Waste Management, which we immediately undertook. And I can say that I think we've had a very favorable result of those final negotiations. As noted previously, the two companies that remained in competition, we believe, offered extraordinary offers and opportunities for the county. Waste Management's proposal was just a hair better at the final scoring of the proposals. And now, as a result of the final negotiations, we believe that the county has been able to accomplish everything that it set out to do through this procurement process. And I'll just give you the highlights, the big pieces of the final negotiation. Waste Management has agreed that within 1 week of execution of the contract, they will order those special service vehicles that are needed in order to service the difficult to service areas during inclement weather periods. They've agreed to order those and then also to deploy them immediately upon delivery of those vehicles to Waste Management. And that may be and probably will be well in advance of the commencement of this new project or this new contract, which will be December of this year. As soon as those vehicles come in, they've agreed to deploy them even under this kind of final few months of the existing contract. Regarding the vouchers, the voucher system, the company has agreed to issue 3,500 vouchers to the county for the county's distribution to residents throughout the county, and that those would be managed by the county. And if additional vouchers are needed, as demonstrated by the county, the company has agreed to provide those. We ask for a reduction in the commercial rates. Waste Management's commercial rates, as originally proposed, were already the lowest of the three bidders that originally proposed. We ask for them to reduce those rates by 3.5%, which represents just about 25% of their originally projected profit in the project. And they agreed to do so. They have lowered those commercial rates by 3.5%. The disposal rate has also been lowered by about 20% for the temporary bins and for the roll-off roll-off bins, which represents a significant savings to their originally proposed rates for roll-off service. They have reduced the senior rate that they proposed originally by 10%, and they have reduced the low-income senior rate by 30%. Those are the things that we ask for, and I can say that Waste Management was quick to respond to those requests. And there were only two items that remained outstanding in the package that you have for this meeting. And those were in Section 11 of the agreement. They had to do with language regarding indemnification. And then a second section in Section 11, language regarding insurance. Waste Management proposed alternative language. And after the county's review and some amendment on the county's part as well, and of course the county attorney can speak for themselves, but it's my understanding that those issues have been favorably resolved and that the contract as you have it, with minor changes that still have to be made, like some dates have to be inserted and that type thing. Plus, we need to add their proposal on to the end of the contract. We need to add their MOU, whereby they've agreed to these items I've just described. Those things need to be added to the final document before circulation and execution. But I would just say this. At the beginning of this process, and I don't know if you will recall, but I warned you not to expect through this procurement process what you normally get in a procurement process, which is through competition, you normally get a reduction in rates. And early on, I told you not to expect that, and there were several reasons for it. But at the time, it was before we began this galloping inflation that we've experience during the last 18 months or 12 months, I should say. But there were already some pressures on Waste Management, and I don't mean the company Waste Management, I mean the industry Waste Management, particularly the cost of vehicles and the cost of the carts and dumpsters because of the cost of steel and the cost of crude oil that go into making plastic, that go into making the carts. We have seen in the last 2 years an exponential increase in the capital costs for those critical needs for servicing the community. And I expected to see significantly increased rates. Well, that didn't happen. As a result of what I've just described here, all the rates, residential and commercial, are going to be offered, provided at lower rates than your current rates. So every rate for bin service, every rate for residential, and all of your roll-off and temporary bin rates will be provided at lower cost, which by our recent experience in other communities is pretty remarkable. So with that, I'm ready to answer any of your questions.
Sure, Chairman. May I ask a question of Jill before Q&A?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
All right, Jill, do you mind explaining just a little bit? There were a couple other elements regarding the Lockwood dump vouchers for the Canyon GID folks that are outside of the franchise, the transfer station operation, and the audit.
Yes. Well, as I mentioned, there were a couple of minor issues that Mr. Osborne noted that needed clarification in the document that you have before you. I was able to interact with Waste Management this morning before this meeting to gain their agreement on these things, but they are minor, but I'll recite them. In the language regarding the use of the vouchers, the language as it currently stands just cites Story County. It says all residents of Story County will be able to secure vouchers for use of the transfer stations. And that would be the Virginia City Station, as well as the Dayton Station. But there needs to be clarification and I would say specificity that includes the Lockwood community as it's currently served under a separate agreement in the Canyon General Improvement District by Waste Management. Those folks in the Lockwood community have enjoyed the use of these vouchers. And by agreement this morning with Waste Management, they'll be able to continue to do so. We just need to add the to that section where we say Story County, we need to say including Lockwood community. So that's one. As it regards the transfer station, the agreement requires for the company to operate the transfer station. It does not specify the current conditions that the station will be open at least 3 days per week, and one of those 3 days will be a weekend day, either Saturday or Sunday. That needs to be clarified in the agreement that you have in hand, and Waste Management has agreed to that. And then the final issue was just an audit date that's listed in section 8.12. And we just need to make sure that audit date is not in conflict at all with other provisions in the contract. And Waste Management has agreed to that as well. So aside from the two issues that I previously mentioned that were resolved, the indemnification and the insurance language, these issues also were resolved before the commencement of the meeting this morning.
Austin, you have any further questions for Joe before I move on?
Not yet. No, thank you.
All right. Thank you for that, Joe. I do just want to clarify one other thing. So basically, once this contract is signed, Waste Management is going to go ahead and purchase those trucks. Is that correct? I'll call them High Country Service trucks.
Yes, they specified the trucks that they proposed in the agreement, in their original proposal. They will order two F600 4x4 8 cubic yard body vehicles within 1 week of execution of the contract.
Wonderful. Did you happen to note, or did they state how long it would take those trucks to actually get here?
I did not.
Okay. That's all right. All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Joe at this point?
You know, I do. I'd like to put on the record how proud I am of our county staff and the negotiating skills that they have utilized in representing us, and the incredible effort, research, and commitment, unparalleled in many ways, changing our approach, certainly, encouraging competitive bidding, certainly, and I'm very proud of our staff. And it goes without saying that the folks that were hired, that came in to represent our staff and to represent our efforts in putting together a competitive a culture, if you will, for us all to work from. We certainly chose well, and I'm personally grateful for the efforts that they have put in. And probably most importantly to me at this moment, I want to compliment and reach out to Waste Management. They're certainly known as the forerunner of their industry nationally, and I've had experience with the Waste Management team in other markets, and their success and their performance is unparalleled. But I specifically want to point out that we as the Story County leadership wanted to find a very competitive, professional approach to all of our collection efforts. And of course, our county represents some specific challenges, topography challenges and elevation challenges, and many others. And I must say that Waste Management stepped to the plate. They were certainly counted, and not only did they approach us with a professional attitude, but they've actually made our our county operation very competitive. They were sensitive, they were direct, and they certainly answered the call. So I'm very proud to say that that we are associated with waste management in all of these collection efforts. And thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, wonderful statement, Commissioner Gilman. I echo your sentiments. You know, it's been a very interesting process. And I think all the county residents and staff should be proud. I think we got a very good agreement on our hands. Obviously, I look forward to those high country trucks. It'll be nice to see those out and about. But I agree. I think we, you know, mission accomplished. So thanks to Joe. Thanks to those on our staff. Obviously to my fellow commissioners for, giving waste management the opportunity. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything at this time, sir?
Just one or two things. And I also want to echo those sentiments. I appreciate the extra work that's gone into making sure that the process was good and conducted well and not absolutely perfect, but the end result is very positive for the residents and the businesses in our county. The first question that I have is I was just hoping to get confirmation from the DA's office that their understanding matches Joe's as far as resolution on those outstanding issues, which I don't have any reason to doubt. I just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page there. And then my only other question after that, as we're about to cross the finish line, is for my fellow commissioners, if we're comfortable with the franchise fee at 8%, I know we talked about that back and forth quite a bit. Seems like this is probably our opportunity if we want to look at reducing or even eliminating, which may be a radical way to go, but that's something that I would be interested in discussing. So thank you.
Thank you for that, Vice Chairman. I'm going to let DA Langer field this. Or
I'll start out. So first of all, is in regarding the indemnification language and the insurance language, I know that Brian Brown got together with Mr. Sloan, and so he will take that a part of this presentation. The only thing, if you are going to approve in your motion today, I would just have the person making the motion add to the motion to put in the motion that the amendments as described by Mr. Sloan today, those are additions to the existing motion. So take it away, Brian.
Thank you. With regard to the specific amendments that were mentioned regarding the insurance and indemnification, as Mr. Sloan represented, there was an initial proposal in the contract, there was a counter proposal, and we have went back and massaged the language in both of those sections to the agreement of both parties. And it just needs to be completed as stated, and it should be covered completely with DA Langer's description to the amendment to the motion if the board chooses to make such motion.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, Brian. Touch on Vice Chairman Mitchell's suggestion, if I understand correctly, that franchise fee, if we were to reduce that fee, is that a direct savings first, are we allowed to do that at this point? And if we are, then the question would be, does that translate to savings for the customers?
So,
Joe?
Yeah. Oh, so I can't answer the question as to you're allowed to do that. I can answer this. You're still under your old agreement. The new agreement doesn't commence until December, or December of this year. The rates as they are currently proposed include an 8% franchise fee. If you were to reduce those to 5%, you would see a 3% reduction in the rates that are proposed right now. So it would be a direct savings to the ratepayer. So that's that. And as it's my understanding, or at least it's been the case in all the other jurisdictions that we've worked in, that those franchise fees are at the discretion of the commissioners. And you can change those whenever you'd like. I mean, you may have some stipulations or regulations that I'm not aware of in Story County, but in most jurisdictions, those things can be changed mid-contract. They have no impact upon the contractor whatsoever. Their rates are their rates. Whenever they get a rate adjustment on an annual basis, it's the base rate that is adjusted. And so the franchise fee is not affected. So you can change that at any time you'd like, with, of course, deference to your counsel.
Thank you for that, Joe.
And the short answer to that is yes. And if Brian wants to add anything, just to give just more background on it, Brian, go ahead.
Yes, DA Langer is correct. Yes, you're able, and Mr. Sloan described it correctly. It is within the discretion of the board as to what those franchise fees are going forward, and so it's certainly within the board's discretion to reduce those amounts.
So again, to make sure on that, Chairman Carmona, if there is going to be a reduction, I believe that that should be part of the motion also, correct?
Indeed. Yep, just wanted to clarify. Appreciate Joe, Brian, and thank you. To touch on Commissioner Mitchell's suggestion, obviously my end goal would be to reduce costs for the businesses and the residents of our county. Therefore, I have no heartache with, subtracting or lessening the franchise fee or possibly eliminating it in its entirety. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any thoughts on that right now?
The first thought that comes to mind is we move forward and approve this contract that we have before us, knowing that we could take the next month or so and have our decision to reduce the franchise fees. It strikes me we might want to look at eliminating the franchise fees, but I'd prefer to have a little more staff research and background to really understand the dynamics and the impacts to the county if we were to do such a thing. So I would propose we approve the contract as stands with the idea that we will visit the franchise fee component in the next 30 days or so.
That works for me. County Manager Osborne, go ahead. Hold on one sec, Joe. County Manager Osborne, I'm assuming that no numbers have been run to answer Commissioner Gilman's questions now.
Commissioner Gilman, Austin Osborne, and our comptroller is on as well. We did some preliminary numbers using the existing franchise. I believe it was around $500,000 a year. But with the new numbers, we could revisit those, take a look at them, and per Commissioner Gilman's request, within 30 or 60 days, whatever you desire, have some numbers back to you that are reliable and are tied to this contract, and then allow the board then to make a decision. It's up to you.
Okay. Joe, you were going to chime in with something?
Yes. As part of finalizing the agreement that will be circulated for execution, we will need to include the rate tables as currently proposed, unless you take action. If you take action today to change it, we could reflect that. There's no hurry to do it. You just need to know that the agreement will be executed with the rates that include the 8% franchise fee, and then you have as much time as you'd like to take to change that, which will just mean an amendment to the contract, which will only be the insertion of new rate tables to support the new franchise fee, whatever decision you make down the road. So we will need to circulate the agreement with the rate tables in there. And then if you make changes later down the road, we can amend those.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I like the thought of that suggestion, because if we were to wait, the tables are to come out, the adjusted tables will carry the message to everyone in the county that we're benefiting about how much benefit that there would be. And it seems to me that that might be a prudent course of action.
So just to clarify, we will wait to look at the reduction, or are you now considering the elimination of the franchise fee for today?
I would wait to look at the reduction, let the tables come out as they are, and in the next 30, maybe 60 days, whatever is practical for staff, we would then be able to show empirically the result and how it benefits everyone in the county. Otherwise, if it's done blanket today, we really aren't going to see necessarily the results of our actions.
Makes total sense to me. Commissioner Gilman, I appreciate it. Joe, you put your hand up one more time.
Yes, just to say that the rates, as they will be published currently with the 8% franchise fee, will reflect a reduction in the current rates for everybody in the county, residential and commercial. So even with the 8% franchise fee, you're going to see a reduction, and it can be more, of course, but everybody will recognize immediately that their rates are going to go down under the new contract.
I think that's going to be a wonderful gift for our residents. And it's something that this commission group has been wanting to offer for some time. So certainly is appealing from my chair.
Yeah, makes total sense. So Commissioner, Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions before I go to the public?
No, I think that's a prudent course of action. Thank you for suggesting it, Commissioner Gilman.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? I believe Terry Bentley has his hand up.
Can you hear me, Chairman?
Loud and clear, sir.
Well, first of all, this is Terry Bentley, General Manager, Nevada Recycling and Salvage. While we did not win and we weren't successful in this process, I think Story County businesses and residents were. You guys conducted a very professional procurement here. We'd like to thank all involved in this fair and professional process. Thanks again for the opportunity, and appreciate the everyone's coordination in this procurement. Thanks again.
Appreciate your comments, Mr. Bentley. And as I said at the meeting prior, very pleased. You should all be pleased with yourselves. I think, as you said, it was a fantastic process. There's always got to be a winner and a loser. But your comments today show your true character, and I really appreciate that. Is there any other public comment today? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
I think I am. If I could maybe ask D.A. Langer to just indulge me by repeating what she said about the motion and elements to include these kind of final few points.
Sure. Commissioner, I'm looking at my notes, Commissioner Mitchell. So I think all you really need to do is, in addition to the motion that you have before you, is to include the words and also the amendments described by Mr. Sloan.
Perfect.
Just include the amendment set forth by Mr. Sloan. You can say involving the Lockwood GID, the landfill, and the audit. And if Mr. Sloan, you want to set forth those amendments again so we have them on the record.
Sure.
Commissioner sure. Mitchell, and then you can either figure out that you want to use each one of those examples, or you can just use the blanket statement, the amendments as provided by Mr. Sloan.
Mr. Sloan, before you move forward, is there any other public comment? All right, just double checking. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so I won't pretend to be an amendment maker, but or a motion maker, but I will just say this. The language that you have before you, the agendized language, plus recognition of the indemnification and insurance requirements, that those factors have been resolved, and that the three outstanding issues regarding the inclusion of Lockwood community in the voucher program, the days of operation for the Virginia City Transfer Station, and the audit date as set forth in section 8.12 will all be amended as described.
So, Vice Chair Mitchell, the indemnification and the insurance issues were already taken care of, so they don't need to be included in it. It's just the three issues that had been talked about this morning that resolved regarding Lockwood, the landfill, and the audit.
Okay, the so the proposed agreement that we were presented with include those resolutions on 11-8 and 11-11? Or should I just mention them just in case?
You can. If you feel more comfortable with that, either way, it makes it clear when somebody goes back to look at it in the actual motion itself, and they don't have to necessarily go to see what Mr. Sloan actually said. So, indemnification and the insurance, my understanding is those were already clarified, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's only the transfer station, the Lockwood language, and the audit date.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the negotiated 10-year franchise agreement between Story County and Waste Management, Inc., DBA Story County Sanitation, for the collection of solid waste and recyclables in Story County, to include the amendments and updating that reflect agreements on voucher availability countywide to include Lockwood, transfer station days of operation, and the audit date as addressed in section 8.12.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Should we have included the part about the franchise agreement? Now that we're all done.
I think, you know, so the contract as written includes the 8% franchise agreement. But if you'd like, I could make a separate motion to bring that, to ask staff to bring that back for reconsideration.
I'm looking at all these spaces. Is that good? Okay.
I think
it's on the record.
Right. I think that works as far as there's your motion, and then you can either add it to that particular motion, or as you say, Vice Chair Mitchell, you can just basically say that that you want staff in a separate motion to look into the franchise fee and bring that back to the board for a possible amendment at a later date.
Great. So, Mr. Chairman, if it's all right, under this same agenda item, I'll make a separate motion to instruct staff to prepare some analysis on the impact of changing the franchise fee and bring that back to us at a regularly scheduled meeting within the next 60 days.
All right, thank you. I want to stick on our side, Austin Osborne, for the record.
All right. So there's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you to Joe Sloan and his organization. Thank you to staff. Thank you to Kendra over at Waste Management Thank you to Mr. Terry Bentley over at Nevada Recycling and Salvage. We can consider this one closed.
Well, just do me a favor, because there were two separate motions, and for the record in the minutes, it's always reflected to the second motion that Vice Chair Mitchell had made about bringing it back, just because it was considered a separate motion. If you could just vote on that itself also.
Did we not just do that?
Well, you did the first. Did you do the? I thought that was.
We did the first motion, which was the agenda language.
Okay.
And then we just did a second motion to do the franchise.
Then don't mind me.
Fair enough. Go back on mute, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. How about we call a quick 5-minute break? Everybody good with that? Nodding heads? Yes. All right. We'll take a 5-minute break, and we will see you all back here around 11:55.